How to Load a Kiln, A Complete Guide for Potters, by Kevin. How you load your kiln directly affects how evenly your work fires. A poorly loaded kiln results in cold spots, glaze defects, broken pieces, and damaged shelves. A well-loaded kiln fires evenly, protects your work, and extends the life of your shelves and elements. Kiln furniture, what you need. Kiln shelves, flat shelves that hold your work. Half shelves give more flexibility for odd-sized pieces. Kiln posts, support shelves at different heights. Use the shortest posts possible for stability. Kiln stilts, small pointed supports to raise pieces off shelves when glaze covers the base. Only use at low fire, at cone 6 and above stilts can fuse to the piece. Kiln wash, why it matters. Kiln wash prevents glaze drips from fusing pottery to shelves. Always coat the top surface of shelves, never the bottom. The standard recipe is 50% alumina hydrate, 25% EPK kaolin, 25% calcined EPK mixed to a thin cream. Apply 2 or 3 thin coats and let each dry before the next. Reapply wherever glaze drips have been scraped off. The most important rule, glaze-free bases. Keep glaze off the bottom quarter inch of every piece. Glaze melts and flows downward. Any glaze that reaches the kiln shelf fuses the piece permanently. Check every piece before loading by running your finger around the base. Wipe off any glaze with a damp sponge. Spacing, pieces must not touch. Glazed pieces that touch each other in a glaze firing will fuse together permanently. Leave at least a finger width between every piece. In bisque firing, pieces can touch and be lightly stacked. There is no glaze to fuse. Loading for even firing. Balance the load, distribute weight evenly across each shelf and throughout the kiln. Do not block airflow. Leave a gap between pieces and the kiln wall for heat circulation. Largest pieces on the bottom. Thick-walled pieces need more heat and are best at the bottom where elements are strongest. Minimize shelf height gaps. Set shelf height based on your tallest piece plus an inch of clearance. Unnecessary gaps waste space and affect temperature distribution. Witness cone placement. Place a witness cone pack on at least one shelf, ideally top and bottom, to check temperature distribution. Position cone packs where you can see them through the peephole. See understanding cone numbers for how to set up a cone pack. Loading checklist. Shelves coated with kiln wash on the top surface. Glaze wiped off the bottom quarter inch of every piece. No pieces touching each other. No pieces touching the kiln wall. Weight distributed evenly across shelves. Largest pieces on the bottom shelf. Minimum clearance between pieces and shelf above. Witness cone pack visible through peephole. Nothing loose that could fall and damage elements. For firing once your kiln is loaded, see Kiln Firing Guide. For maintenance, see Electric Kiln Maintenance Guide.